important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And a big hello again, friends, and welcome to a Valentine's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. It is February the 14th, 2021, and we're broadcasting live from the McConnell Automotive Studios, located this week at Stewart Lodges at Steelwood in Loxley, Alabama. And so glad to have you with us this morning. I am your host, Randy Bergen, and as usual, first on the tee box, my man, my podsy, Danny Spivey. He is here with us today. Dan, hey, will you be my Valentine? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to start. And the answer is, sure.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, we got a lot to get into today. There's absolutely no question about it. The top three topics for today's show, presented by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Topic number one, are you ready?
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth. You remember I asked last week, I said, is he back? All right. Mm-hmm. Played pretty good. Well, you know, he played pretty well at the Phoenix, in Phoenix for the Waste Management last weekend. He goes into the final round today at Pebble Beach with the lead. We're going to break down Jordan's chances of winning. Hey, there's a lot of folks, and I think it will be good if he does, if he does win today.
Well, and I think a lot of people were surprised last week out the Waste Management. Yeah, a lot of people rooting for Jordan Spieth. We love a comeback story. One of the true highlighted golfers in the past, since 2015, really, and a lot of people looked at, but Brooks Koepka, what a shot he made on 17, and kind of snuck in there.
And who would have thought Brooks Koepka would have won?
For a guy like Brooks Koepka to go under the radar is really unbelievable. Right. That shows you how much emotion was towards Jordan Spieth. But, you know, it was almost a good thing, and we'll talk more about it, that Jordan didn't win last week. His press conference afterwards, he said, absolutely the most perfect things. He loves Pebble Beach, loves Spyglass. We see that this week, and I'll give you some stats based on what he's done there in the past. And we're not going to call it yet, but I like his chances.
Yeah, he certainly has a good one today, no question about it. Topic number two, well, guess what retired Hall of Fame golfer is getting back into action on the 25th of this month? Can't wait to watch it. And we're going to tell you who that is coming up in the show today.
I'm looking forward to that. This is another one of those topics that you hid from me.
Right.
And so you get my honest live opinion on it.
And you
will get it.
I think you will like it, no doubt. Topic number three. He played in his 10th Super Bowl last Sunday and will receive his 7th championship ring. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know how to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they win the Super Bowl. And we're going to revisit our predictions from last week to see how we did. And Dan, they're, oh my. I got to share something with you in just a second. Oh my goodness. I just saw something as we're sitting overlooking the beautiful 16th fairway here at Stillwood. And the lake out here is beautiful, but I just saw something go past the window that was outstanding.
There you go. I have my back to the window, so I was wondering what you saw because your eyes lit up. But going back to Tom Brady real quick, you know, it's so funny. One of my favorite segments leading up to the Super Bowl, we'll talk about it, was the mayor of Treasure Island.
Absolutely.
Was on there. And, of course, you know, I shared some of the stories that Buckeye.
Because y'all just went. Y'all were
just
down there.
We were just down there. Right. And what a wonderful piece of land and just a great community. Had such a great time down there. It's met some new friends. So I'm sure that the city council there very soon will find a date that'll become Tampa Brady Day.
I like it. I do. All right, when you hear that music right there, that means we have got a great lineup for you on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. David Musial, of course, the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He'll have a great tip for you as he'll be on at the bottom of the hour. And he's got his Golf for Dummies. Now, you know he always does a theme song to go for his Golf for Dummies. And Dan, are you ready? There's absolutely no way in a million guesses you would guess
his theme song today?
Well, starting on Thursdays, I usually start getting focused for the show. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, I stay pretty busy like you do, and we got other things to do. And so Thursday night, I'm thinking, okay, what is the theme song going to be? So once again, I will listen, and you will reveal it in live time just for me and our listening
audience. Here you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Today, Judas Priest and Breaking the Law.
One of my favorite bands. I was a headbanger as a kid.
Oh, were you?
I graduated. You know, I was a big Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Ozzy fan. You know, and then in high school, and God rest my mother, she used to drop me off to get in line for tickets to Ozzy when I was 15 and 16 years old. And
now we know the rest of the story.
Now you know the rest of the story. And then I graduated to the Steely Dans and the Chicago's and
Boss Gags and all that stuff.
Sure. But I've been known to throw a little Judas Priest in there.
Well, you're going to love it, all right? Breaking the Law, Judas Priest, 11:30, David Musial, Golf for Dummies. In our next hour, boy, I tell you, we have got a big second hour for you. Marty Stanovich, he's the executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Florida. Man, a lot of neat things happening with the First Tee, and he's going to tell us all about that. And then at the bottom of the second hour, our good friend, welcome back, the new director of golf at Quail Creek, Bobby Hall, is going to be on with us. And we're also going to take a little trip out to Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
We're going to Lake Tahoe. We'll talk with the superintendent of Lake Tahoe, Edgewood at Tahoe. His name, Brad Wunderlich. He also works with us down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Listen, that is one of the most pristine, beautiful golf courses in the nation. But they're going to turn it into something real soon. Well, he's going to tell us all about it. If you're a hockey fan, which most of us are not, have you ever heard of them turning number 18 into a hockey rink?
Well, I'm all for that. And there's a lot of good hockey players that play out there at Lake Tahoe.
Absolutely.
Some good players. And I'll tell you, my hat's off. I'm so excited for Bobby and his wonderful wife, Peggy, to be back in the Fairhope area and be part of Quail Creek again. And you know, I got to tell you, I'm very impressed by RGB Marketing for the publicity blitz that Bobby Hall has been getting, you know, about his resurgence.
His return.
You know, his return. It's quite fascinating, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's not just this show that he's been getting it. He's been making appearances everywhere. But, hey, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Hockey on a golf course, has that ever happened before?
Probably
in a non-traditional way. But I think it'll be interesting talking to Brad Wunderlich about that.
Well, you're exactly right. And we'll get into a little bit. Of course, we'll go through the PGA Tour. We'll go into high school golf kicks off in this area. We'll talk about that. Talk about hockey. They may be looking at some snow on Tuesday morning,
you know,
the
what?
Way this weather's looking.
Well,
so
we'll have your weather forecast coming up for you for the Gulf Coast and Central Alabama. A lot going on. Giving away some golf as well. It's going to be a fun show today. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot going on. And, you know, one of the things that we've got to talk about, we got to start looking at some of the odds for the Masters. All right? I brought you back some little, what do you call these?
Yeah, these are booksheets.
Booksheets.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got you one for the Masters. I got you one for the 43rd Ryder Cup. And here's one I thought was very interesting. I thought you and I would enjoy kind of comparing notes on. Mm-hmm. Exact number of majors won in 2021. We'll go through the list of the guys here and what you think. Because, again, you see minus, like on Bryson DeChambeau, minus 275
right.
for zero majors, mm-hmm. 11 to 5 for one major, 14 to 1, two majors, 75 to 1 for three majors, and 300 to 1 for four majors. So what they're saying is on that 11 to 5, you have to put $5 up to win 11. Is that what that is?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to go through that. We're going to go through that list. I think there's some really interesting names on here. Some of them, listen, I agree with. There might be one or two that will really be very interesting.
Well, and you know, I mean, if you want to do your homework on this when we talk about it, you can just go and see some of the statistics. And when we call some of these names out, you know, who's won two majors in a year in the last 10, 20 years? You know, it's a very a very small list. So when you look at betting, you know, there's nobody that understands betting more than Las Vegas, Randall. And so never think that you've got the better end of that. But the best way to place a bet, if that's your thing, is to get as much information and keep some of the emotion out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, look, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboard, and we will dive into a lot of golf. Don't touch that dial. You've got it tuned in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my podgy, Danny Spivey, and we're broadcasting live today from one of my favorite places, Stewart Lodges at Steelwood. Great place to be, Dan. Absolutely no doubt about it. And what I have to tell you, what I saw.
There's a lot of wildlife out here.
There is a lot of wildlife. Did I just see an eagle go right by me, like right by the window here?
Well, I was wondering what caught your attention, because, you know, to give everybody a visual, we're sitting in, you know, the great room of our executive lodge, and Randall is facing out, looking out over 16th and the lake, and I'm facing the other ways. So I'm just looking at you right in the middle of what you're saying, and your eyes got so wide, and I'm like, what just happened here? And then you just kind of, you handled it very well.
I wanted to make sure that I was right.
Yeah, well, it's fair. Yeah, there's several eagles out here, and they usually don't get that close to us, but it certainly did a nice little drive-by, let's just put it that way.
Oh, my goodness.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the PGA Tour is one of the most beautiful parts on the planet. Of course, I'm talking about the Monterey Peninsula and the beautiful Pebble Beach Golf Links in Pebble Beach, California, as they conclude the 2021 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am today. On top of the leaderboard, that's right, Jordan Spieth at 13 under par with rounds of 65, 67. He had a 71 in round three. He carries a two-shot lead at 13 under over Daniel Berger at 11 under par, along with Patrick Cantlay, Tom Hoge, Russell Knox, and Nate Lashley. Should be a phenomenal final round on that beautiful golf course.
I'm anxious to talk about it and to see it. The European Tour, well, they have the week off. They'll get back to action February the 25th for the 2021. Are you ready for this? WGC Mexico Championship.
Sure.
That's going to be played at the Concession Golf Club in Florida.
I concede to that.
Obviously, that's due to the logistical challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. So they're not going to Mexico. They'll call it that and play in Florida.
Sure.
The LPGA gets back to action in 2 weeks from Lake Nona in Orlando for the Gainbridge LPGA. Madeline Sackstrom is the defending champion, and someone is coming out of retirement to play in her own backyard. We'll tell you who that is in just a moment. Ooh. All right. Also in 2 weeks, the old guys of the PGA Champions Tour back in action from Tucson for the Color Guard Classic. And the GCGA Tour, we crank back up on the 28th of February from Kiva Dunes, ranked 8th in the state of Alabama, top 100 in the country. Go to GCGATour.com for more information and to register. GCGATour.com. It's your tour.
Well, exactly. And on the local level as well, the David Miller Memorial Golf Tournament, high school golf tournament, tees off tomorrow morning in the chilly, chilly weather at Lakewood at the beautiful Grand Hotel. I believe there's 13 to 15 teams, if I'm counting correctly. They'll play a two-day event, and the first big event of the 2021 Alabama High School Golf Association tournament schedule.
There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about Jordan Spieth, how he could finish. Listen, it's been a little while since he's had a win. He could do it at Pebble Beach, and certainly I think he is, if you want to use the word poised for it, he's certainly poised. Played good last week in Phoenix. He's played outstanding the last 3 days. He goes in today in that final round as the leader. Let's see. I'm pulling for him. I hope he does it, because I think, again, this is one of the really good guys in golf.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Looking at some of the statistics, you know, Jordan Spieth trending the right way, looking for his first win in the last couple of years since the end of 2017, basically, the Open Championship. You know, Randy, he really likes this Pebble Beach golf course, like Spyglass as well, which they played one of the first two rounds at, a very tough golf course. But you look over the past, best cumulative score to par over the past, about 6-7 years. Of course, Jordan Spieth's been on tour since 2015, but you go back to since 2018 at Pebble Beach, you'd be surprised. Some of these names are on the leaderboard. Best cumulative score to par, Jason Day is 48 under since 2018 in all events out at Pebble Beach. Kevin Streelman's at 47 under. Phil Mickelson, he took a little dent in that one this week, but he was 37 under par. Scott Stallings at 34, and then Paul Casey and Jordan Spieth, since 2018, has played Pebble Beach, both at 33 under par. And I'll tell you what, you see Paul Casey right there at 10 under par, Jason Day at 10 under par, they're three back, and then, of course, Jordan Spieth right there. You look down at Kevin Streelman, who's played very well on this golf course. He's at 8 under par, so he's going to have to do something pretty special today to take over that lead. But weather looks pretty good. It's going to be in the low 60s. A little bit of wind, probably about 13 to 15 miles an hour, which it does on there on the Monterey Peninsula. But should be a neat little tournament to watch as we're in this kind of interesting South Alabama weather and seeing that sun out there on the Monterey. I really enjoyed watching the golf tournament yesterday in my recliner in my robe and sweatpants.
There you go. Well, now we know how you dress. Listen, that's a beautiful place to not only to visit, but to play. And you take Jordan Spieth, of course, as you mentioned, he turned pro in 2012. And listen, a lot of folks forget, he has won the Masters. He won it in 2015, which is a great year for him. He won also the U.S. Open in 2015. He won the U.S. Open in 15, the Open Championship two years later in 17. So he really only needs to win the PGA Championship to get that Grand Slam.
Yeah.
This could be the year. And I think he is trending. He's getting his head right a little bit. Remember, he just got married, 2 years ago?
Yeah, so
you kind of got to let that level out a little bit. I think that's part of the issue with Ricky Fowler. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about, man, I'm ready to see Ricky Fowler do something.
He
didn't do it this week. You're right. And I don't know. It's been a little while for him. But these young guns like that, we got to see them really doing up. And I hope that certainly Jordan gets the win here today. He's playing with some good guys. Berger's one of those kids from Florida State. You got to watch him. He's a little sneaky. They keep him under the radar. Remember, he's in that same graduating class as Jordan Spieth and some other guys. So keep your eye on Berger. Keep your eye on him.
He's a definite gamer. My brother and I were talking about that a little bit yesterday. But, you know, going back to the first segment, we were talking about, you know, some of the sports book lines, you know, and you look at somebody, if that's your thing, you look at a Jordan Spieth right now, the way he's trending, like I said, he's already has a Masters victory. He's at 60-1 right now to win the 2021 Masters.
Yeah.
60-1 to win the 2021 Masters. So that may be worth a drive over to
get some noodle,
get
soup.
Some noodle soup.
There you go.
Yeah.
We might do that. Who are some other guys? If you talk about the Masters 2021 and you're looking at the bookie, what do you call it? The bookie sheet right now? Is that what this is called?
Yeah.
The bookie sheet. All right. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson, he's 17-2. So you got to put $2 up to win 17. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Bryson DeChambeau, 11-1. John Rahm, 11-1. Also Justin Thomas, 11-1. Webb Simpson, 35-1. I mean, we can go through this whole list here. There's a couple of guys in here. I had thought about just trying to throw a dollar on them. Larry Mize, 3,500-1. That means you bet $1 and he wins, you get 3,500.
Well, you may want to save that dollar.
I got to see my boy Louis Oosthuizen, 65-1. I may have to do something with him.
Yeah.
But Tony Finau, there's a guy, we talked about him. Keep your eye on him. He has not finished well on Sundays. Could that be the Sunday for him?
Well, he's certainly been trending correctly. He puts himself in good position, you know, a lot of times, especially in a couple of the majors. And it's a matter of time before Tony gets comfortable in his own skin out there as far as being able to complete a full major tournament. But, you know, you look at some of, you know, I had somebody just text me, asked me how many 54-hole leads that Jordan Spieth had. And you and I were talking about before the show. Since the 2013-14 season, now, of course, like we said, Jordan Spieth, part of that 2011 high school class, spends a couple years at Texas, wins a national championship, goes pro. Interesting story, you know, he didn't get his card right away. He earned a battlefield promotion, basically,
right,
where he made enough money in six events to go ahead and get his tour card, and then went on to do what he did in that 15, 16, 17 season. 17 times he has had a 54-hole lead, has 10 victories. So Dustin Johnson,
are the 10 victories with that 70 with that 54 lead?
Yes. So, you know, you kind of look, he a little over about 60% of the time he'll close it out, which is pretty good. Dustin Johnson leads that field, no surprise there. He's had 19 54 hole leads. Coincidentally, he's only of those 19 54 hole leads, he's only won 9 of those, Randall. Isn't that interesting?
Quite, Dan. See,
he plays very well from one shot back going into the final round.
Well, there you go. How about Tom Hoagie? Okay. What? I mean, here's a kid that played at TCU, Texas Christian University. He turned pro just a year ahead of these guys. He turned pro in 2011.
Yeah.
He's from North Carolina. Ranked right now 68 in FedEx Cup points. All right. The overall official world golf rankings, he's down there. He's right there on that bubble, if you will, at 123. And we're going to give you the official world golf rankings of the top 10 coming up in just a few moments. But here's a kid that's really trying to do something. I think he's got one international victory. He doesn't have, he's never won on the PGA Tour. Could this be the one for him?
Well, it could be. He had a tremendous front nine yesterday as he goes out, or goes the front nine. He shoots 30, shoots six under par, starts off birdie eagle. He drove it to the number two, the par four, and knocked it in for eagle there, and then goes on to make three more birdies on the front to shoot six under 30. Made a few bogeys on the back, shoots two over par 38 for a third round score of 68. So 30-38. For Tom Hoagie. So we'll see. I don't know if he's quite there to pull this one. I think there's a lot of star power going on in this golf tournament towards that top part. Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth,
who's ranked the highest right now at 11
right.
in the official world golf ranking. So, all right, hey, look, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, are you ready? David Musial, Golf for Dummies. Judas Priest,
Breaking
the Law. All right, you won't want to miss it. Coming up in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Hey everyone, Dan at Golf Carts Plus here. Just like David Musial is helping you keep your ball in the fairway, all of us here at Golf Carts Plus want to help you keep your cart on the course and in the street. We are the area's go-to sales and service destination. We specialize in new Icon Street legal carts and used electric carts. We also do complete service and custom builds. Stop in to see us at 22401 Mifflin Road, Foley, Alabama, or give us a call 251-970-1940. We can't fix your swing, but we can fix your golf cart. Golf Carts Plus.
Come on, man. It's Valentine's Day. I thought you'd like that little sweet music.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's a little, what's it? Venga Boys?
Something like that. I was looking for a Pokemon to go running across.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy Danny Spivey, and we're hanging out at Stewart Lodges at Steelwood. Glad to have you on board with us as it is time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line to welcome in our good friend, the general manager at Glen Lakes, David Musial. David, how you doing, pal?
Andy, doing great. Hope you and Danny are doing well today. We've got a cold day at Glen Lakes. We've got the Hackers Tour from Pensacola playing here today, and it's got 76 guys out there on the golf course, and at least it's not raining. Sun's trying to poke out and get a little golf in.
Well, David, you got a lot going on out there for sure. One of the things is you've got your junior league golf, the junior golf league that happens right there. I guess you start at what, the 1st of March?
We start the middle of March. We've just had a lot of success last year with our junior league. We had three different leagues, a spring, a summer, and a fall. And we now have one of the top 30 programs in the country as far as participation in our event through the entire year. So really excited. We are going to have to limit it to the first 48 that sign up for the spring league. And right now we're about halfway full. So please get in touch with me at Glen Lakes. You have a junior ages 8 to 16, boy or girl or beginner. We would love to have you in our program and get you started in the game of golf.
Great stuff right there. If you'd like more information on that, you can call David at 251-955-1220. Now, also, the Baldwin County Heritage Museum fundraiser, that happens Tuesday, February the 23rd, right there at Glen Lakes, 8:30. And it is a four-person scramble. Obviously, COVID has really kind of affected the attendance to the museum, and certainly support is needed. If you'd like more information, Tammy Kinney at 986-8375 can get you registered. Tell them that Randy and Danny sent you, and that's a great cause. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Well, I appreciate the support, guys, that the museum's really taken a hit last year through the COVID, and the attendance was down, and they need your support. It's a four-person scramble, $240 a team, $60 a player, and goes to a great cause and help them support their program.
Hey, everyone. It's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musil.
Today on Golf for Dummies, we will review some key rules of golf that you don't want to break. First one is ball overhanging hole, rule 13-3. Here's a situation. Player puts the ball to the cup, it's hanging over the edge of the hole. Player walks to the ball, waits 10 seconds, and then says, guys, I think the ball's still moving. I'm going to go over and pick up the flag stick, and maybe by the time I come back, it'll fall in. Well, the ball fell into the cup. Unfortunately, the player has to add one stroke because it did not fall during the 10-second period. Lost ball, rule 18-2. Here's the situation. Golfer looks over and over for his golf ball in the 3-minute search, and after 3 minutes says to the rest of the group, I'm going to go back to the tee and reload. If you guys find it, holler to me, and I'll come back and hit it. Well, after 3 minutes of searching for the ball is deemed lost. If the group finds it while you're going back to the tee, you're just simply out of luck. You must re-tee, playing your third shot on the hole. So what we did today is our dummy staff picked a few of our favorite new rules that came out in 2019. Drop at the knee, not the waist, please. Leave the flag stick in. Don't worry if you hit the pin. Ground your club in the red penalty area. Nobody can see you do it anyway, but now it's legal to do it. Now there's just a 3-minute search, not the old 5-minute lurch. And the best one, that horrible double chip, double chunk, double hit. Did I hit it once or twice, three times? Well, now that only counts as one shot, not two. Golf is a game of integrity. Learn the rules, play by the rules, and don't break the laws of the game. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, first of all, props to one of my favorite songs of all time from the British Steel album, 1980. Of course, Judas Priest and Breaking the Law, one of the best songs ever on the B-side right there, Living After Midnight. I used to learn how to play the drums. That was one of the first songs I learned to play the drums to. But, David, I got to tell you, this should be the theme song for most of our gambling groups when we go out on the golf course. And it is so ironic that you mentioned the double hit rule, okay? And the reason I say that is last week I was watching the Spanish Fort High School team, and one of the Jax's teammates was on the last hole and had a pretty tough little chip shot and had to kind of lob it over a little bit of a hill and everything onto the green. And, well, he just caught it a little bit differently, and he hit it in the air again and went left and all this other funny stuff. So I actually had to pull up the new rule because I remember hearing that the two-hit rule is not in effect anymore. So basically where the ball landed, before, like you said, if you two-chipped it, you hit it a moving ball, I guess, was the rule at that time. And you would add another shot along with the embarrassment of hitting it twice and hitting it in midair.
You see it sometimes when someone hits a bunker shot and you kind of look up and you go, did it hit twice? Did it just kind of roll off the club? Or they hit a chip shot and it kind of hits the second time? Well, the rules of golf now, that just counts as one shot. And, it's great that you help those kids and help them to learn those rules, because with the changes, it is confusing with the changes in golf that we've got to adapt to these new rules. And, they're for the betterment of the game. 3-minute search. When you start looking, look at your watch. After 3 minutes, that's it. And it'll help speed the game up. But I hope those things help some people out there that, you need to learn the rules and need to get used to those new changes.
I got to tell you, we're visiting with David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes down in Foley, and our Golf for Dummies, and that was a good one. There's no question that is good. As a matter of fact, David, what we're doing is we're compiling all of your Golf for Dummies. We'll have those, hopefully very soon, a library on our website that you can go back and you can check. So be sure to check us out on southernfairwaysgolf.com for sure. Got you for just another few minutes, all right? We always talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Got to talk a little football. Let's look at last week. We had our predictions as Tampa Bay and Kansas City played in the Super Bowl. We know that Tampa Bay and Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get the win 31-9 over Kansas City. But our predictions, we're going to go through those a little bit, all right? And, David, I got to tell you, you and I, a T3,
There were five bets available in this.
That's where I got to, stick to my real job, because my predicting wins and scores, I really missed badly there. Yeah, hats off to Tom Brady and the Bucks, but I really thought that we'd see more from the Chiefs, and a couple offensive linemen down, I think, really affected that pass rush that the Bucks brought in on Mahomes.
Well, and I got to tell you, you had picked KC to win 38-28. You had picked, one of the bets was heads or tails. You picked heads, so you got that one right. You said there'd be no kickoff or no return on the kickoff. You were wrong on that one, but you did get the passing right as the first play of the game. So you were 3 of 5. For me, let's see. I had Tampa Bay 35-28. I did pick heads also, but I said that there would be a touchback and the first play would be a run. So we were 2 of 5 on our picks, so T3 there. And I got to tell you, actually, I'm going to step out, Danny, and I'm going to say, because Danny got the win, he was 4 out of those 5 bets. But I'm going to go ahead and say, actually, I'm DQing David Musial for the T3 because he picked Jordan Spieth as the winner last week. I think that automatically DQs him. So now I'm number 3 and Musial is out.
Well, I have to look this week. I'm excited about Jordan Spieth of how he has played this weekend, getting to golf. I'm pulling for him to win today. Hopefully, after last week and didn't make the putts on the last day, maybe he can get going. But it's a humbling game, and last year he had a tough year, and maybe this will be the year for him.
Hope so. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, he just needs one more. He needs a victory at the PGA Tour to get the Grand Slam. And, man, listen, put him in some really unique company, and I can't think of a better person. Love for that to happen for sure. All right, you got a lot going on out there. Folks want to set up a tee time or they want to set up a lesson with you, David, which, again, by the way, a lot of our guys getting set for the GCGA Tour, I'm feeding you a little cash to get some info on some of these guys, and you're not sending that info back. I need to know. I got to know how to place my bets with these guys. But no, folks want to get out and get a lesson from you. How do they do that?
Give us a call at Glen Lakes. It's 955-1220. You can give me an email at musialgolf@yahoo.com. And you're really excited about the new year. Your tour is great. You've got a great schedule, a lot of good places to play on there, and encourage listeners out there to get involved in your tour. We've got our junior league coming up next month, and high school, middle school golf is starting to get into swing, and it's an exciting time for golf. We just need a little bit better weather, and let me know at Glen Lakes if I can help you with your game or anything I can do for you.
Good stuff right there, Dave. It's always great to talk with you. Great Golf for Dummies. Great Golf for Dummies this week, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Appreciate your support, guys. Y'all have a great afternoon.
All right, there you go. One of the best, David Musial, Glen Lakes Golf Club.
The one Golf for Dummies rule that a lot of people got to pay attention to, and I'm so glad they did change it because people cheat anyway on it, and that's when you go into a penalty area.
And you ground
your club. We saw, slow motion video after slow motion video after slow motion video on the PGA Tour of a blade of grass moving when they're down there. We saw it at Harbor Town one time, cost somebody a tournament and all that stuff. So, anyway.
Oh, it broke a limb on the way back.
Or it broke
it just
a limb or something.
Trimmed,
Yeah, and you get down there. It's just one of those things. But, I started thinking about this, trying to get information from David on some of our competitors on the GCGA Tour, and he may be bound by the attorney-client privilege.
Well, he could be.
But
then he needs to refund my money back.
Absolutely.
Because I've been sending just a steady flow of cash to him.
I understand.
And trying to get some info, and I'm just not getting that blackmail info I need.
It's a tough gig. We look for any advantage we can get, don't we, Randy?
There is no question about it. All right, are you ready? Hey, we've got to say congratulations to Dustin Johnson. He wins last week at the Saudi International, powered by SoftBank Investment Advisors. And congratulations again to Brooks Koepka, who wins at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It's time for your official World Golf Rankings Top 10, presented by Rolex. Number one, Dustin Johnson remains number one. 116th week he has been there. John Rahm is number two. Justin Thomas remains number three. Xander Schauffele is four. Tyrrell Hatton makes a little bit of a move. He goes from number seven to number five. Roy McIlroy, he remains number six. Colin Morikawa drops to number seven. Webb Simpson goes up to number eight. Bryson DeChambeau drops to nine. And Captain America, Patrick Reed, rounds out the top 10 of your official world golf rankings on the PGA. On the LPGA, there has been no change. Jin Young Ko remains number one. Si Young Kim is two. MB Park, three. Nelly Korda is number four. Daniel Kang is five. Brooke Henderson is number six. Nasa Hideyoka is number seven. Minji Lee, eight. Hojo Kim is nine. And around at the top 10 on the LPGA is Sung Hyung Park. All right, there you go. You're now, I think you got it pretty much covered. When we come back, we're giving away golf. Don't touch that dial. It's Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Balls each and every single time without having to test it at home, because at times I would have to test it in water or test it on a ring. Just wasn't as consistent as I have been in the last 20 years with Bridgestone. That's something that has proven invaluable.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. That was Tiger Woods right there talking about Bridgestone Golf. And Dan, there's a lot of folks out there right now beginning to hit Bridgestone golf balls, and there's a new golf ball coming out. We had Elliot Mello on with us a couple weeks ago talking about it, and we're going to have Dan Murphy, the president and CEO of Bridgestone, coming up real soon. But hey, the new Bridgestone E12 contact is straight distance you can see. The true game changer is a new contact force dimple, which features a unique structure with a raised area in the center and an outer portion that slows horizontal rotation during flight.
It's a lot there.
It really is. Hey, the raised area allows for 38% more contact with the club face at impact than traditional dimples, yielding a much more efficient transfer of energy and improved core activation. You think Bryson DeChambeau had something to do with that writing?
It sounds like that's a lot of great information, but I seem a little preoccupied mentally right now because a couple things going through my head. The transition in our music, we go from Judas Priest and Breaking the Law to Bob Marley.
Little Bob Marley.
It just shows
like that.
We're well rounded.
Well, it is.
And then I happen to peek up.
There's diversity here.
There's diversity. Yeah, we're all about that. And then I'm peeking over here looking at. Watching the television a little bit, kind of seeing what's going on in the pregame for the AT&T Pebble Beach, which concludes today. Of course, Jordan Spieth, that final group is going to be Jordan Spieth, Nate Lashley, and Tom Hoagie are going to be playing in the Daniel Berger, Patrick Cantlay, and Russell Knox are going to be in the group right before them. So it should be interesting dynamics. But I was looking at one of the commentators, Stuart Appleby.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought that up.
And I got so confused because, he was always kind of a clean-cut guy, and he looks more like a Harvard English professor now.
What is that?
I mean, with this long,
oily-looking
hair. I don't even know what that is, but they need to take him off.
That was one of the things I made a note of. I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
What is that look?
I don't know. It took me back. Sort of like the eagle flying out here, kind of took you back a little bit. When I saw that up there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not the one to be making fun of anybody about their hairstyle, for goodness sakes, because most of you who know me, or you can go online and see my picture, I'm very follically challenged. And, some of it's by choice, Randall. You know, I do.
Sure it is.
I keep it nice and smooth. But that kind of threw me a loop there, brother. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm back on point now. I'm back focused.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Let me just mention real quick. I'm going to give away some golf coming up in just a second. But you heard Matt Brandt just a few moments ago talking about Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Now, they've extended their hours on the weekends. Guys and gals, if you're in Central Alabama, if you're in Birmingham, Montgomery, Lake Martin, or Auburn, you're headed down this way, here's the place. And if you live along the Gulf Coast, you got to go check out our friends there at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Got some new hours for you. And they've got some heaters on that back deck as well. Monday, they're closed, Dan, and tomorrow's President's Day, so they're going to be closed. But Tuesday through Friday, open 3 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, they've extended the times from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And on Sundays, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., brunch is served from 10 to 3. Go by, check them out, tell them we sent you. See Matt. Now, he won't be there on the 28th because he's playing in our GCGA event. And he's one of our great sponsors, not only of the show, but of the GCGA Tour. And you know what, Dan? Our first event at Kiva Dunes.
Yeah.
You know what the official title of it is? You were close. You were close. You were just about. It's the Bujo's Cajun Grill presents the GCGA Tour at Kiva Dunes.
But, well, you know, I can't get much better than that. Especially, nothing really relaxes my soul and my mental acumen as eating at Bujo's and then playing golf at Kiva Dunes, especially with everything going on. And I'll take 20 seconds for my Danny's political moment. Congratulations to the 45th president for escaping another witch hunt, in my opinion, and it was just a travesty. I think, whatever political denomination you are, that's up to you. But what we watched over this past week was just a freak show is what it was. And, whether you like the current president or the past president or whatever your thing is, the lowest ranking people right now, according to most polls, it's just Congress. 80% of the country feels that they are failing at what they do. And I hope they get it right for all of our sakes, Randall. I really do.
Yeah, well said, and certainly concur. All right, I concur. We could get in. Boy, that could be a whole new show for us. Yeah. How about political talk with Danny and Randy?
Well, we probably would make it a week. Before they'd be kicked off. But, if you do want to hear some good commentary, of course, on our home station here, 106.5 FM Talk, Dan and Dalton in the morning. I love listening to them. And then, of course, Sean in the afternoon.
Midday. Absolutely.
And midday. And they have great insight on everything and are fair and balanced.
They are. Hey, listen, we're going to give us, let's do it right now. Let's give away some golf. We had David Musial on. How about a 5-pack to Glen Lakes? We'll take the, let's do the fifth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You will get a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. What does that mean? That means that you and four of your golfing buddies, well, we're taking care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up that cart fee, and I'll tell you, David's got it going on down there. He's got it going on down there. So we'll take the fifth phone call, 251-343-0106 is how you win. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little about the latest outdoor National Hockey League games is being played in a very unique place. They've done it, Danny, they've done it earlier in some really neat places. How about Green Bay's Lambeau Field? They've set up and played there.
I remember that.
All right. How about Boston's Fenway Park?
Yes, that was a wonderful one. I love that.
Did you see the one at New York's Yankee Stadium?
It was a wonderful
event. And then again at Chicago's Soldier Field. That's just to name a few. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about in the next hour. We're going to have a good friend of ours on. Brad Wunderlich is going to be on. He's a superintendent at Lake Tahoe. He's going to be on with us to talk about the NHL is taking number 18 at Edgewood, making a hockey ring out of it, and the setting is absolutely beautiful. I mean, you could go on. I need to pull that up for you. You can go EdgewoodLakeTahoe.com, I believe is what it is. Mm-hmm. Look at that. It is absolutely stunning. But we're going to be talking with him as well as Bobby Hall and Marty Stanovich coming up in the next hour. Marty, the executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Florida. A lot going on over there. He's going to get us caught up on that.
Well, I think we need to put a link of that on our Facebook page and the GCGA page and all that good stuff to let people see that. I look forward to seeing that. I'm a big proponent of thinking outside the box and just bringing more excitement to the game, and especially in events like this. And that Lake Tahoe is such a special place from what I've seen on TV. Of course, looking forward to, there's a couple bucket list items. Obviously we're watching one right now, Pebble Beach, which, by the way, was good news with everything going crazy in California. They have opened up.
California.
They have reopened for business. So now you can book a tee time at Pebble Beach if you have a very large credit limit.
Going to run you a little over 600 to play.
It's 600.
But you have to stay there also.
Yeah, you have to stay there. So you add another zero onto the end of that. I've looked into it quite thoroughly. But you know what? That's one of those things, Randy. It's not like you're going to play there every week. And if that's your thing and you want to get out there and play it, I think Spyglass and Cypress and Pebble Beach, what a wonderful event that would be for the GCGA show to just stay out there for 3 weeks and just do it.
Danny, I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. I like the way you're thinking. Hey, by the way, go online, EdgewoodTahoe.com. Look at this beautiful, beautiful golf course. We'll be talking with Brad Wunderlich about that in just a little bit. All right. Let's say congratulations to, I believe this is Clinton Burkett of Orange Beach. Hey, my man, you congratulations. You're going to enjoy the five-pack over to Glen Lakes. David will take very, very good care of you for sure. We got just a minute or two left here. Danny coming up tomorrow and on Tuesday locally along the Gulf Coast. Big tournament for high school as they kick off their golf season. They'll do that at Lakewood, the David Miller golf tournament. And it doesn't seem like it's been 6 years ago that David lost his life.
You know, it is one of those things. It is. David was such a very, very nice young man, and you know, my heart goes out to him and his family, or to his family. You know, David was a very good player, played at the University
extremely
of Georgia.
Extremely talented.
Very talented, and I happened to see David out here at Steelwood the night before he passed. Jackson and I were hitting golf balls. Jackson was 10. And David came by. He was kind of helping out here, just, you know, a little bit. And he helped Jackson hit a couple flop shots, gave him some pointers.
Nice.
I gave him a high five. And then, unfortunately, that was the last time I saw David.
Yeah.
And so what a great memorial for him. He was loved junior golf. He's a very good junior golfer. And congratulations and a big thank you to UMS Wright as they host this golf tournament, put it all together, and look forward to a great competition over the next few days.
Should be very interesting, especially with the weather the way it is.
It's going to play tough.
We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, more Southern Fairways Golf Show right after this.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show, a special Valentine's Day edition, as we're broadcasting live today from our McConnell Automotive Studios, located this week at Stewart Lodges at Steelwood in Likesley, Alabama, overlooking the beautiful 16th fairway here at Steelwood under this beautiful, beautiful lake. And, you know, anything can come flying by. Typically, you think a golf ball.
Sure.
Not an eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little tough out there today to go out there and play golf. So, you know, we have to rely. And then I've seen a lot of fish jump, but you don't always see that eagle go flying by.
No, you don't. Hey, we're glad you're here with us. We've got a big hour for you. It'll go by fast, I guarantee. You're going to give away some golf. We've got a great lineup on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Marty Stanovich, the executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Florida. He's going to be on with us. They got a lot of neat things happening, and he'll tell us all about that. At the bottom of the hour, the new director of golf at Quail Creek. Let me ask you, hang on a second. Do you say the former and new director at Quail Creek? Let's just go with the new director at Quail Creek. How about that?
I like that.
Our good friend Bobby Hall is going to be on with us, and we'll be speaking with Brad Wunderlich. Brad is the superintendent of Edgewood at Lake Tahoe, and we're going to talk about hockey on a golf course. I'm still wondering if that's ever happened before, but it looks like the National Hockey League is going to put a hockey rink on number 18 at beautiful, beautiful Edgewood Golf Course at Lake Tahoe. He'll tell us all about that. Should be kind of interesting. There'll be no question about that one, Dan. And I threw a little tease at you in that first hour.
You did.
And our second topic of the day was, guess what retired Hall of Famer in golf is getting back into action. She'll do it. There's a little key. She'll do it.
She'll
on the 25th of this month.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down. I'm going to have to throw Annika Sorenstam out there.
You would be right, sir. Okay. You would be right. She is coming back to play in the Gainbridge LPGA.
Well,
all
good
right.
For her.
And I think, I mean, it's right there at Lake Nona. It's in a backyard.
Yeah.
So, you know, she played at the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions in January, just a couple of weeks ago, down in Orlando. And I think it should be a lot of fun. It's always great to see someone of her stature get back out. What'd she have, 72 wins?
Well, she's certainly on the Mount Rushmore of ladies professional golf. There's no doubt about that. Probably one of my favorite female players, to be honest with you. You know, to watch her competitive nature. I liked how she interacted with the crowd as well, and she was always such a gamer, very focused person. You know, got a little bit of insight on how she was as a junior golfer. Mickey Buehr right up here, Coastal Alabama
Absolutely.
Coach up here at Holly Hills. She played a lot of junior golf in Sweden with Annika and has great things to say about her. And I like back in her heyday when she would text back and forth or tweet back and forth with Tiger Woods about, you know, championships. And Tom Brady was included in that, I believe, as well. And great to see her back. You know, I'll be cheering for her.
She is a great ambassador for golf, for sure.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the PGA Tour concluded fourth and final round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am on the beautiful Pebble Links Golf Course in Pebble Beach, California. Par 72, 7,051 yards. Should yield some birdies today. On top of your leaderboard, teeing off in about 25 minutes. Jordan Spieth at 13 under par has got a two-shot lead over Daniel Berger, Patrick Cantlay, Tom Hoagie, Russell Knox, and Nate Lashley. A lot of people in contention still, as well as Paul Casey, Jason Day, Maverick McNealy, and Brian Stewart, all within three shots of the lead.
And you know who Maverick McNealy's girlfriend is?
Yes,
Danielle Kane. All right. Hey, the European Tour has a week off. Euro Tour has a week off. They'll get back to action on the 25th of this month for the 2021 WGC Mexico Championship. However, it's not going to be played in Mexico. It's going to be played at the Concession Golf Club in Florida due to the logistical challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The LPGA gets back to action in 2 weeks from Lake Nona, as we just mentioned a few moments ago, for the Gainbridge LPGA. Madeline Sagstrom is the defending champion. Of course, Annika Sorenstam is going to be in that field. It'll be fun to watch, no question. Also in 2 weeks, the old guys of the PGA Tour, well, they're back in action from Tucson for the Color Guard Classic. And on the 28th of this month, go ahead, sign up. Live from Kiva Dunes, it'll be the GCGA Tour. It's going to be a ton of fun. Dan, you saw the trophy last week. We now have it. It is on display, and it is going to be a nice
one. And it's not only the GCGA Tour kickoff at Kiva Dunes. It has a special name brought to you by.
It is called the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill.
That
presents
it.
The GCGA Tour at Kiva Dunes. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings of the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. I got to tell you, man, the weather is obviously a little crazy. I'll give you a weather forecast coming up in just a few moments, but I'm glad to see some golf being played. You look at places like Phoenix last week, Torrey Pines the week before. Now they're out at Pebble Beach. I mean, that California, that West Coast swing over there is beautiful, beautiful golf.
Well, and I love listening to Jim Nantz, you know, do live broadcasts.
Absolutely.
Everything. And of course, he has, I think one of the reasons he is so beloved as an announcer and a commentator is because he has a very good knack for the pause, knowing when to talk, when to kind of let the scenery, and of course all the drone coverage out there along the Monterey Peninsula has been unbelievable, the technical assistance that CBS Sports has put on. But he said something yesterday which just really, really got to me as I sat there, very relaxed in my recliner, watching live golf. And actually was screaming at the television when Jordan Spieth holed it from, you know, with an 8-iron on 16 to go ahead and tie for the lead. Of course, Daniel Berger knocks it OB on 18, across the cart path, and makes double there. So that's why Jordan Spieth has a two-shot lead. Patrick Cantlay did birdie number 18 yesterday to get to that minus 11 thing. But a lot of this country right now is kind of feels like you're in a refrigerator. It's just cold. It's cold all over the place.
It's cold.
And boy, how refreshing it is to sit there and, you know, I like to drink coffee in the afternoon, Randy, you know that, and enjoy a nice fresh French press coffee and watch a little golf and just see that beautiful, beautiful area along that peninsula there. Just absolutely majestic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the weather forecast for the Gulf Coast and Central Alabama are brought to you by Active Pure Technology. Eliminates the SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. For more information, you can send us an email, randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com. Well, Dan, it is going to be cold, as you mentioned, 42 degrees along the Gulf Coast. If you're inland toward Central Alabama, that's going to be just a little bit cooler, somewhere around the mid-30s. And for the next couple of days, again, cold weather, a little rain in the mix there. So be careful. Drive safe. Remember, if it's raining, you got to turn your lights on. Well, I hate watching folks drive in the rain and they don't have the lights on.
Well, of course. And it's, you know, it's a little bittersweet right now. I'm looking forward to this, the David Miller High School Golf Tournament at Lakewood. But, you know, we forget to, this is Mardi Gras tomorrow, Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. And
absolutely.
Then, of course, Ash Wednesday. And we're not getting to celebrate as much as we like. So
you know what? There's another golf tournament going on. It's the second annual Tee Time for Autism Golf Tournament. That'll be held at Timber Creek Golf Club on April the 23rd. That's a Friday with a 1 p.m. tee time. This fundraiser event is hosted by the American Autism and Rehabilitation Foundation, supporting our local special needs community. Lunch and dinner will be served with an exciting players party following the tournament. Sponsorship opportunities are available, and registration is now open. For more information, visit AmericanAutismCenter.org. And Dan, we will, starting next week, have a little contest. Since we're the defending champions, we've got two teams, and we're going to have a way for folks to come on. And one player will play on the team with you and I. The other player will play on the team with Joey and Dave Thomas.
And Dave Thomas, yeah.
All right, with Golf Critique. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll visit with Marty Stanovich, the executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Florida. He's up next as Southern Fairways rolls on.
Golfers and parents, the Jimmy Green Junior Golf Tour is gearing up for the summer event series that will kick off June 2nd and play in Mobile and Baldwin counties until the first week of August. Boys and girls ages 8 to 18 will compete at age-appropriate distances on courses in the Mobile Baldwin County communities. Visit jimmygreentour.com for the schedule and registration information. That's jimmygreentour.com.
You like that, don't you?
I feel like I'm in an alternative universe here.
Come on, man. I was messing around last night.
Did you get in the Booms playlist?
That is exactly where that came from.
I'm sure it did.
A little karaoke last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So, night. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We're efforting to get Marty Stanovich on with us to talk about the First Tee of Northwest Florida. Of course, he is the executive director for the First Tee of Northwest Florida. Great guy, and does a great job over there. And we'll be talking with him coming up in just a few moments. Again, a reminder, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Bobby Hall, the new director of golf at Quail Creek. We'll talk to him a little bit about what's going on out there, as well as he's very associated with Edgewood Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Wunderlich, the superintendent for Edgewood, is going to be on with us as they get set to put together a hockey ice rink.
Can't
on the 18th it. On the 18th green or hole there at Edgewood. So it'll be a lot going on up there, and it'll be fun to talk with him as well. So as we continue to get Marty on the phone, let's talk a little bit about AT&T Pebble Beach. Of course, coming up after this, they'll stay in California. They'll just travel a little south and play a little place called Riviera.
Yeah, down there in the Pacific Palisades of California, Riviera Country Club. Of course, another iconic golf course. I really love the beginning of the season, of course, the wraparound season as we get into the new year here. And we do spend a little time out there in Hawaii, and then we come right over here, a quick little five-hour plane flight from the islands to the west coast of the United States. So the Genesis Invitational, like you just said, that'll be February 18th to the 21st at Riviera Country Club. Adam Scott won there last year, $1.674 million he won. That was a big win for Adam Scott. And then we go to Puerto Rico Open at the Grand Reserve Country Club in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. Victor Hovland won $540,000 last year. That's only a 300-point FedEx Cup tournament. And then, of course, like you've mentioned a couple of times, World Golf Championship at the Concession, in the Concession Golf Club in Bradenton, Florida. That has a little bit bigger purse, Randall. $10.5 million.
Not a bad little weekend. Not a bad weekend at all. Of course, a lot going on in the world of golf. You know, Dan, we still, I know in that first hour, we talked a little bit about some of the odds coming up for not only the Masters, but you got the Riders. And then a list of the guys talking about how many majors they'll win this year. And you can lay some bets down on that. Now, obviously, they've got Bryson DeChambeau as probably one of the favorites.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. You know, when you look at, you know, the four majors of the year, of course, it kind of determines where they're going to be, obviously. But, you know, some of the ones that you're going to look at, some of the best odds out there, of course, Dustin Johnson, you know, the odds are that Dustin will win at least one major. That's the way the bookie's looking at it. It's minus 200 on that, so you got to bet 200 to win 100 there, that he has no majors. Now, you look at one major, plus 185, 10 to 1 on two majors, 60 to 1 on three majors. And then, of course, if he does a clean sweep, 300 to 1. I don't think we're going to see that. But I could definitely see one of these cats, one of the 10 or 12 people, when we talk about Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and Xander Schauffele. You know, if you start looking at them, there's a couple players on there I think could pick off two of the four majors this year. You know,
if you had to pick two, who do you think they'd be?
Well,
I'm going to tell you one, and you know who I'm going to pick. You don't like him. Nobody likes him. I mean, well, it's Captain America.
Yeah, you like Patrick Reed to win, to win two.
It's not that I agree with the style that he plays, but I like when there's not questions as far as his ethic. Okay, the guy's a grinder. Okay, he's a grinder, and I like that in not only majors but like the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup.
Well, if you look at the odds of winning two majors, leading those odds are Dustin Johnson's 10 to 1 to win two majors in 2021. Next to him, you're looking at Justin Thomas at 15 to 1, Brooks Koepka at 15 to 1. Bryson DeChambeau's 14 to 1. A lot of people like him. And, you know, people like a Cantlay or a Patrick Reed, 35 or 40 to 1, to win two majors. You know, I do see what you see in Patrick Reed. I am a Patrick Reed fan. I think he brings on some of his own stuff. And but it seems to not affect him whatsoever.
Actually, I think it gives you more motivation if you know the truth about it. All right. I just have to ask the question, you know, when you look at the majors, as we'll kick off and we'll start talking about the Masters quite a bit coming up in the next couple of weeks. But when you look at that, who is your favorite right now? I mean, do you go back? Is there a way Tiger Woods could win this again? Okay. I don't know. I think he's playing pretty well, but that back surgery has kind of stopped him from playing. Well, certainly the last couple of weeks, and won't be playing this week at Riviera.
Well, you know, Tiger Woods is just going to be one of those players, you know, for the rest of his career, as I see it. You know, with the 2019 victory at Augusta, unbelievable. But it's just going to be whether he's healthy or not, you know, whether he's even going to compete in a lot of these majors. I know he's going to try to, you know, and in some of these golf courses, as we look where they're going to be played, of course. If I was to give him a chance anywhere, it would certainly be at Augusta National, you know, as his best option. But here we are on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and, you know, the Masters is basically 2 months away. So, you know, I'm not sure where he's going to be. Now, I will tell you one thing. The way John Rahm's hitting it, you look at anybody in this top official golf.
No, by the way, they got Tiger Woods at 35 to 1 to win the Masters.
The Masters, yeah. And I mean, and that's about a real bet. But, you know, if you look, we went over the top 10 on the official world golf ranking, and you got Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele. They're ranked 1, 2, 3, 4 right now. So if you look the way Vegas puts these odds in Sportsbook, you know, those are your best odds for somebody winning a major this year, and best odds of somebody winning two majors, you know, in the same year. Now, I'm trying to remember, since Brooks Koepka is the first time that someone's won two majors in 1 year, and then you had Jordan Spieth before that. So, you know, it's just kind of the jury's out. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of golf to be played. When we get over to Riviera and the Genesis and then the World Golf Championship at the Concession and everything, you're going to see a lot of the top players. Those are going to be some tune-ups before they really get in there. And then you look at some of the tournaments before you get to the Masters in April. You know, the Valero's Texas Open, another World Golf Championship match play event. That's going to be in Austin, Texas, the Honda Classic before that. And, of course, you know, the Coup de Grace right there on March 4th and 7th. You got the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, followed by the Players' Championship that second week. So you're going to get a lot, be able to really kind of gauge where some of these players, like a Jordan Spieth, is going to be, even if he pulls off a win today. We're going to see what he does over these next 4 to 6 weeks before they really start tuning up for Augusta National. Of course, it's going to play a lot different than it did this past November. So I'm not sure if that helps or hurts certain players. It certainly didn't bother Dustin Johnson as he ran away from the field. But, you know, you're going to keep your eye on the usual suspects.
Let me talk just a minute about Jason Day. Glad to see him back out on the golf course. You know, I've always been a Jason Day fan. Of course, he's a young man from Australia that now lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Married an Ohio girl. And I'm even more of a fan of his now that he's hitting a Bridgestone golf ball. All right. But I look at Paul Casey also.
Right.
And the way Paul Casey is playing, he's at 10 under for the tournament. He just teed off at Pebble Beach. He parred the first hole. He's even after the first hole. So here's a guy I think that has got the game, and it seems as if he is really dialing more into the game. And I think, Danny, a lot of it is his mindset is just relaxed.
Well,
he's just relaxed.
And I'm going to throw Paul Casey in the same category as, say, a Lee Westwood. Okay, and Lee Westwood was never able to pull off the major. Now, I'm not going to keep Paul Casey in that, because when I listen to Paul Casey talk and just how good he is, and Lee Westwood is the same way. And there's another dark horse. You know, yep. Lee Westwood wins at 45 years old, you know, and he comes out. And so you got to throw him, and he's qualified for the Masters now. And in the other three majors as well, and he'll be at the Players' Championship also. So I like Paul Casey. I think it's just a matter of time before he does pull one off. You know, what's the difference between a Paul Casey and a Francesco Molinari, who has pulled off, you know, a major championship victory? Very, very little. You know, circumstance has to kind of fall in your lap sometimes in the third and fourth round, you know, in a major championship. And, you know, you throw in some of the other European golfers like Justin Rose. And
how about Tommy Fleetwood?
Tommy Fleetwood.
He's 45-1.
You know, it's really, as much as I'd like to tell you or give you a top four or five right now, I think it's just too early. We haven't seen a lot of these players. And then plus, you're going to add in the fact that there's going to be some fans at some of these events now coming up, whether it's 5,000. We saw at the Waste Management how loud 5,000 people can get. You know, and if Augusta National agrees to allow possibly 7,500 to 10,000 out there, you know, it is in the state of Georgia. The Masters Committee kind of follows its own rules and its own protocols, you know, versus the PGA Tour and where they tend to go, which does concern me a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of intangibles right now. But, you know, you're going to see that, you know, basically you can narrow your list down to about 12 to 15 players. Especially when you start getting in some of these office pools and major championships. You and I have been fortunate enough to been lucky in a couple of the bigger ones. And then also finish last in a couple of the bigger ones. You know,
I mean, so, I'm talking you last.
You know, I go back to an old Paul Bear Bryant thing. He said, why would I bet on anybody under 25 years old?
Exactly.
Have you ever talked to him?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, sorry about the Marty Stanovich. Marty just got a text from Marty. He got hung up, and he'll try to reschedule with us. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, hey, Bobby Hall and Brad Wunderlich, they come up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
The second annual Tee Time for Autism Golf Tournament fundraiser is set for Friday, April 23rd, 1 p.m. at Timber Creek Golf Club. Proceeds go to American Autism and Rehabilitation Foundation, benefiting special needs children in your community. This tournament will include lunch and dinner, a players' party with live entertainment, a silent auction, prizes, and more. Sponsorships are available. Grab your clubs, round up your team, and register today online at AmericanAutismCenter.org.
And we will be there. Why don't you come join us? That happens on April. So make sure you sign up for that, and we'll tell you more about it as we get a little bit closer. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, broadcasting live from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood in beautiful Locksley, Alabama. Time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the new director of golf at Quail Creek, and he has been on a media blitz, Dan, as you
media
mentioned. And we're
blitz.
Talking about Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, great. Up here in the big town of Hattiesburg, and it's cold.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Thanks for having me on the prep sports yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and Danny, I have to share his comments in just a few moments. But we're efforting to get Brad Wunderlich on, and hopefully we'll have him on. He's the superintendent of Edgewood at Lake Tahoe. We're going to be talking about the NHL putting a ice rink there on number 18 for a tournament coming up. As a matter of fact, I think we have Brad on our line right now. We're getting him dialed in, so we'll talk with him in just a few moments. But, Danny, I know you had a little comment about the media blitz for Bobby.
Well, Bobby, you know, first of all, you know how excited I am about you and Peggy coming back to the city of Fairhope. I know a lot of people have missed you and look forward to renewing the relationship and being part of Quail Creek, you know, as much as we can. What I'm amazed at is I'm not sure what cut Randy gets with his marketing company, but you've been on a pretty good media blitz. I thought I saw a little snippet on Fox News the other day. Fox and Friends, I thought they did.
There's some Irish libation included in all of that. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey, let's go back to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in Brad Wunderlich. Brad is the superintendent for Edgewood at Lake Tahoe. And, of course, he works with us down and is the manager of operations for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Brad, how you doing, my man? It is certainly good to talk to you. And Bobby said he was cold, but I know you're freezing up there at Lake Tahoe right now.
Yeah, I'm doing well. We've had some,
is it a little chilly up there?
We've had some warm weather and cold weather and quite a bit of snow to go along with it.
I got you. Now, one thing, we're going to put you on hold for just a minute, Brad, because I know we got to wait just a moment, Bobby, as we all talked about the NHL. Kind of got to give us a little bit of permission to talk about what's happening with Brad. But they are going to be doing, and we can talk about it, and we certainly will, is they're going to be putting an ice rink on number 18 at Edgewood. And Dan, that's something that you just don't see happen very often, an ice rink on a golf course.
No, you don't, unless you're, you know, from the up, you know, up north, and you during your winter months the lakes freeze and you go out there by yourself.
Well, did y'all do that when you were in Ohio?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of my favorite places is, of course, the Scarlet Course there at Ohio State University's golf course, the Scarlet Course, one of the top-ranked college golf courses and university golf courses in the country. And a lot of people out there, we used to cross-country ski out there a little bit. And I would say go out on the frozen pond, so to speak. Sometimes you were allowed to, sometimes you were. You always had to be careful. And I don't recommend that for anybody, in full disclosure, Randall. But certainly going to be a neat dynamic. I'm looking at Edgewood Tahoe right now online.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, I always go back to The Godfather, you know, every time I think about Lake Tahoe and during the winter months and looking the one special scene that Fredo was in. Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
Well, I tell you, Bobby Hall, of course, been to Lake Tahoe. Bobby, what have you been up there, what, 24, 25 years for the American Century Celebrity Classic that they have up there in July? And
I've lost count.
Beautiful place.
Right. And let me tell you, when you're up there at Lake Tahoe in the summer in that golf tournament zone, Godfather's the least thought of your mind because it is so beautiful up there. It is just fantastic. And let me tell you something about Brad Wunderlich that's coming on. This young man went to Colorado State. He was down in Montreux in Reno, Nevada, did a heck of a job down there with the PGA Tour as assistant superintendent, and then was hired full-time at Edgewood. And he has turned that golf course around at Edgewood. And it was a great course before, but it's even better because of this young man. I don't know of any other superintendent in the country that's received a standing ovation three times for the celebrity players that come out there for the job that he's done on that golf course. They love Brad Wunderlich. He's a great person. And now I believe he's going to be the first superintendent in the country to host an NHL hockey game on the fairway of a golf course. And it's a beautiful, beautiful setting. And I know a lot of us aren't hockey fans down here in the South, but I encourage you to turn it on this Saturday and Sunday and see Edgewood. He just does a great job and just a great person.
Well, you know, and listen, he is a very cool, laid-back guy. There is no question about that. And, Bobby, we were talking a little bit earlier, the NHL really kind of stepping out of the box a little bit to play in some really unique places. They play the Lambeau Field there in Green Bay and, of course, Fenway Park in Boston and the New York Yankee Stadium. They played at Soldier Field in Chicago, just to name a few of the places. And the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, said that they were looking for a picturesque, magnificent place with a lake and mountains that are snow covered. Is there any other place than Lake Tahoe for this?
No, not with that backdrop. I mean, all along the lake is pretty wooded with the beautiful pines that fill in the countryside there. There's several ski resorts in the area, but I don't think that they could get flat enough to host something with the backdrop of the lake. So it's going to be spectacular. We received some pictures from Mike Milthorpe, the tournament director for the American Century. He was in touch with Brad Wunderlich, and he sent some pictures of how they're setting up the rink and all that's involved. And it's quite a city that's transformed on the 18th hole.
Well, we've just got word from the NHL that we can talk with Brad now. So Brad is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Brad, okay, we have got permission now. Just lay it on us, brother. Everything that is going on there at Lake Tahoe. Where do you even start whenever you want to put an ice ring on a golf course? How does that even come about?
Well, it was kind of an unplanned thing, so it's done a lot faster than it normally is done for these outdoor events. So we only had about 6 weeks to plan everything. And it started with a whole lot of Zoom meetings, almost daily, just kind of talking over the layout and operations and how we were going to make this all work.
Well, as you see it, and Danny, I know you got a question for Brad here in just a second, but as you start laying it out, I mean, obviously there are so many steps that have to be taken because you also have to protect your golf course as well.
Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, right before we started the setup, we got a huge snowstorm that dropped over 3 feet of snow. So that was the first challenge we faced, is just clearing all the snow off of the golf course and the turf without doing any damage. You know, we had skid steers out there with blowers on the front, just trying to be real careful not to create any damage clearing the snow. And then once we got everything clear, they put armor decking down, which is a turf protectant that you can drive heavy machinery on. And also some matrix decking as well, that's a little lighter duty for some of the lighter equipment. But everything is protected with armor decking. They are not allowed to drive off the armor decking. So I'm hoping that protects the turf to some degree.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're visiting with Bobby Hall, the new director of golf at Quail Creek, and Brad Wunderlich, the superintendent for Edgewood at Lake Tahoe. Danny.
Now, Brad, you kind of alluded it to my question a little bit, and one of those things, anytime, you know, even on your golf course during a professional event or any kind of other event, you know, you're always at the mercy of weather. You know, now let's throw in having a hockey, you know, game out there, pretty much in the dead part of winter, and you know these NHL players out there on a beautiful ice rink with a tremendous backdrop. What's the contingency plan if there's like a blizzard?
Well, I think the plan is as for right now to start the games at noon. There are contingency plans for makeup games, I believe, on Tuesday if the weather gets bad. The other thing that's a major issue is we get a lot of sunny days here, blue skies, sunny days.
Yeah.
You know, they were saying that if that's the case, they won't be able to start the game right at noon because of the ice will get soft and you'll get the reflection off the ice that makes it hard for the players to see. So there's potential that the game could be pushed back later into the afternoon when the sun drops lower in the sky. So we may have have a sunset game if that's the case.
Wow.
Well, it's certainly, regardless of what it's going to have, it's going to be just a beautiful event to watch.
And it will be. And you're going to see Vegas. They're going to play Colorado, and Boston will face Philadelphia. Brad, listen, I know our time is short here, but missing you down in Orlando, but we'll be watching for sure over the weekend. And man, good luck to you. Hope we can get you back on the show with us real soon.
Yeah, that sounds great. Maybe we could talk again when it's all over and see how everything went.
Well, we'll certainly do that, buddy. Sounds good. Brad Wunderlich, the superintendent for Edgewood at Lake Tahoe. Bobby, you hang with us for just a moment. Can you hang through the break with us real quick?
For you, Randy, anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yeah, no. It. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for having me on the air. Looking forward to being back in Baldwin County. And thanks for having Brad on. He's a wonderful person and just does a great job out there at Edgewood. Everybody needs to put it on their bucket list and come see that event.
There's no question. And you know, Danny, one of the things that folks don't really realize is what happens behind the scenes. Like whenever you do a tournament down in Orlando, any tournament, pick anyone out you'd like, AT&T Byron Nelson, American Century Celebrity Classic, Diamond Resort, all the things that happen behind the scene and the people that have to do it. There's some really wonderful people that put this together. Brad is one of them. Obviously, Bobby does what he does, but Michael Milthorpe, the tournament director for these events, just does an outstanding job.
Well, and that's why it's so important to have a very qualified tournament director or event director and then a really, really good advisory board.
Yeah, well, and listen, on that board, hey, and the guy we're going to have on with us hopefully real soon will be Aaron Stewart. Of course, Payne Stewart's son is the – and what's his title, Bobby, down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions? Tournament director?
Well, Mike Milthorpe's a tournament director, but he's also Aaron Stewart is the tournament director for the side of Diamond Resorts. He represents the customers that they have. He's the go-between between Mike and the Diamond Resorts people and the sponsors they bring in and all the people behind the scenes that support Diamond Resorts. He's the go-to guy, and he runs some other events, a lot of concerts for Diamond Resorts. They're a stay vacation, timeshare type facility, and one of the best in the world. And so Aaron works for Mike Flaskey, does an outstanding job, and he ties in his golf and his knowledge of events and celebrities and ties all that
Hey, Bobby, hang on just a minute. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
The second annual Tee Time for Autism Golf Tournament fundraiser is set for Friday, April 23rd, 1 p.m. at Timber Creek Golf Club. Proceeds go to American Autism and Rehabilitation Foundation, benefiting special needs children in your community. This tournament will include lunch and dinner, a players party with live entertainment, a silent auction, prizes, and more. Sponsorships are available. Grab your clubs, round up your team, and register today online at AmericanAutismCenter.org.
Dan, and I'm just playing through the whole repertoire.
Yeah.
I'm just playing it all. We got a little Bob Marley. We got a little Vinja Boys, little AC/DC, a little Judas Priest. I mean, we're just going through the whole repertoire.
Bunch of good albums came out in 1980, buddy. Back in Black, British Steel. We had all kinds of things happen in 1980.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Final segment for Valentine's Day edition. I'm Randy Bergen along with my poddy, Dan, and Danny Spivey, and on our Jason State Farm Insurance K-line, we've got Bobby Hall on, of course. Bad team, sneaking here in just a few moments, but I want to finish up with Bobby real quick. As Bobby, let me ask you, you head back to Quail Creek, and before you do that, we got to talk a little football with you, because last week we had you on, and we had Dan threw out some little prop bets, and I have to tell you, that Bobby, you came in second. You were three. There were five opportunities, five prop bets, and you got three or five. Dana got four or five. Both David Musial and I were T3 at two out of the five. And Bama Tim, who is on the line, we're going to have him up here in just a second. Bama Tim went 0 for 5. But for you, Bobby, not too bad. 3 of 5.
What? 3 out of 5. Well, that's pretty good. I'll take that. If I could putt that well, I'd be ecstatic.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. All right, Bobby, closing out with you real quick. You head back on March the 1st at Quail Creek and Fairhope, Alabama. Of course, a lot of folks glad to have you back there. And what's one of the first things that you're going to take a look at when you get back?
I'm going to sit down.
That a baby.
I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to listen to the folks that are there and what's going on and what's been going on, and I'm going to talk to the seniors and the Ladies Golf Association and the Nick Center and Sherry Sullivan. I'm going to talk to the superintendent, and I'm just going to sit back and kind of observe and see what's going on. You know, it's no need to go in there and make waves or try to break something up that's been running pretty well. Everybody's had some hiccups due to COVID. I need to check out some city policy. So I'm just going to be kind of sit-the-fence politician, if you will, and absorb everything, get back into the routine. I know on my target list of goals will be to really try the best with COVID to strengthen our junior golf program. I'll be in touch with Brian Barker at Lake Forest to bring in the Alabama Northwest Florida Junior Tour, Jay Stubbs with the Jimmy Green Junior Tour, you know, and talk to some other folks, parents, schools, Fairhope High School. Nice to visit with Mark Laster at Bayside Academy, the coach of the Bayside golf team, and get those kids back to playing golf, get them out from behind those computers and those TV sets, and get them outside where they can recreate, play some golf, and learn a great game, and that's my passion. So I do have a lot of goals and things on my plate, but I think it's best to sit back and talk to the people who are there, observe, and at the end of the day, reflect on what we need to do and where to move forward.
Well, I tell you what, that was the correct answer. That was the correct answer. Well, Bobby, look, glad to have you back. I look forward to having you back on the show many, many times. So congrats, good luck, and we'll talk soon, my man.
Danny, look forward to seeing you and seeing Jackson. I know he's an upcoming junior golfer, and just been playing really well. So I'm really excited. Randy, thanks for all you do for golf and our kids out there and all the promotions you do to help us out. And look forward to seeing you all again soon. Thank you.
All right, my man. Bobby Hall, the new director of golf at Quail Creek. And he's on a media blitz. So there you go. I think we have fulfilled, Dan. RGB Marketing has fulfilled this week's media blitz.
We are now in conclusion.
That's right. Let's go back to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Cast line. We have got just for a few moments Bama Tim, who, Bama Tim, I got to tell you, a little disappointed in your picks last week, last Sunday for the Super Bowl. You, my man, 0 of 5 on those five prop bets.
What? Now you see why I stick with college football.
There you go.
Good answer. But, good answer.
Anyway,
what's going on?
Let's say le baton roulette. Happy Joe Kane Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Hey, and the Daytona 500 is today. So what could be better? You wake up. Hopefully your significant other brings you some breakfast. You know, have a little alone time, and you sit down and either go party or, you know, watch the Daytona 500.
You know what's funny, and Bobby and I were talking last night, and we almost got Michael Waltrip to be on the show with us today.
Cool.
And but he couldn't commit because of we'll get him on the show, but we've been perfect with it being the Daytona 500. And listen, it's interesting. Denny Hamlin, who plays down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, he's going for a record 3 in a row. It'll be interesting to see if he can do that for sure, but that is a. Have you been to the Daytona 500, Danny? You have been there.
I've never been there.
How about you, Bama Tim?
No, I've always wanted to, but I've actually heard the best race to go to if you want to see everything on a high speed track is Atlanta, because like
I've
Daytona
heard
and Talladega, they're so huge that you can't see everything that's going on.
Well, and there's some fact. I mean, I've been to Talladega only once. I've been to Daytona many, many times. But listen, it's but we're down in we, you know, we're down in the pit down there. So you're right. You probably don't see as much it being such a big track. But man, folks do not realize when those cars are going 200 miles an hour. And I'm serious. They are literally 2 or 3 inches from bumper to, from the back bumper to the front bumper. It's amazing to watch what they do.
Well, you're exactly right, Bama Tim. All I got to tell you is one piece of advice, and you I think you'll agree. And this is one of the mantras about Alabama Crimson Tide football, and it correlates with NASCAR. If you ain't first, you're last.
There you go. Hey, let's get back to the football game here for a minute. You know, I got invited to a Super Bowl party. And we went over to my friend Crosby's house, and they had some great food. They had oysters. They had boiled shrimp. And she called me and asked me, she said, well, you know, we're having this, and this. And how you like your shrimp? I said, well, I love fried shrimp. She said, okay. So she puts them in the air fryer. Let me tell you, you know what happens to fried shrimp when you put them in an air fryer? They turn into shrimp croutons. Poof, they go.
oh my goodness
okay,
funny
so
stuff.
There's only one
funny
way
stuff.
To fry fried shrimp: hot oil. Let's make that a rule.
Yeah, you start with getting your grease hot, don't you?
there you go. All right, guys, I know time's short, so y'all have a great Joe Kane day. Happy Mardi Gras, and roll Tide, roll.
Attaboy Bama Tim. Fried shrimp croutons. Now, there could be something
that
right
sounds,
there.
That sounds right up Boom's Alley right there. Go on top goodness. Of my noodle soup.
That's exactly right. Oh, my goodness. That's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Bama Tim, always. He brings it. You never know what he's bringing, but he's bringing it for sure. All right. The AT&T Pebble Beach, they will wrap it up here in just a little bit. Have they already teed off?
They've already teed off.
Jordan already on the course?
Jordan's already on the course. Okay. He made a nice little, just lipped out about an 8-12-foot birdie putt on the first hole, and so he's off to a good start.
Hey, let me tell you, keep your eye on Max Homa. Max Homa threw three holes. He's 3-under today. That puts him at 12-under, one stroke back of Jordan Spieth. Patrick Cantlay playing pretty well. He birdies the first hole. How about Paul Casey and Jason Day? They, too, are at 11-under. Keep your eye on them. I'm just saying, I think this could be a very, very fun finish.
Well, you look at the weather out there today, and it's really not too bad. Of course, they're a little bit inland right now in the first 4 or 5 holes, and then they get to 6, 7, 8 and kind of start seeing the peninsula a little bit where the wind's going to kick up. But Jordan's going to have – he's at 13-under right now. He's going to have to probably get – I would feel safe for Jordan getting a victory if he gets to 16. If he can get to 16, that puts a lot of pressure on some of these other players that are 11. They got to shoot 67 or better to take him over. And although this golf course is gettable, you see Paul Casey birdied the second hole, so he moves to 2 shots back and 11 under par as well. You just mentioned Max Homa, 2-under through 2 holes. He's 11 under par as well. Tom Lewis, a couple other ones out there that are 3-under. So the golf course is gettable. That's what we're seeing so far in that first 9 holes. Be able to maybe get a few under par and then try to take advantage of a couple of par fives and avoid some catastrophe on some of the harder holes, so especially along the bluff there.
It'll be interesting to see if, like, Paul Casey can go get into the clubhouse with a lead and make Jordan kind of chase him a little bit. Hey, I tell you, I'm a big Paul Casey fan.
Yeah.
All right. I'd certainly like to see him get the win. Patrick Cantlay, great guy. It's like whenever he's putting, though, it's like a cat trying to claw that.
Like he's making his bed or something like that with his feet. Yeah.
That's a little too much, too slow for me. But, all right, hey, it's been a fun 2 hours. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll be back with you again next week. Thanks to our producers, Ian and Philip. Dan, have a great week. Good luck at the David Miller. Hope all the kids out there playing have fun at Lakewood.
And hopefully I'll see you out there tomorrow.
I will be out there. All right, for the whole gang here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day, folks. Hit a knee, say a prayer, and God bless America. Until next week, bye-bye, everybody.